Since our histone DNA structure is based upon the structure of the protamine DNA complex, I thought it would be a good idea to compare the protein DNA residue count ratios for the DNA binding regions of each protein. For protamine, the DNA binding region is, well, it's the whole thing. For histone, in the present model at least, it's the total count of all the amino acid residues in the N-terminal beta strands. As we just saw on the previous slide, that number, now reproduced in the top of this table, is 202. Also as shown in the slides above, the total number of DNA base pairs uniquely associated with these same 8 N-termini is 124. So the ratio of protein to DNA residue counts is 202 divided by 124, or 1.6. The comparable number for protamine is 1.8. The slightly higher number in protamine, if held to be significant at all, would be quite consistent with the presumed lack of metabolic activity in a sperm cell. This is suggested by the fact that most of the basic residues in protamine are arginine, which accounts for more than half the amino acid residues found, and which has the longest and most positively charged of the 20 amino acid side chains. I would imagine that the DNA in a sperm cell nucleus would be relatively immobilized by all this arginine. In contrast, the histone N-termini are only about one-third basic, and over half of the basic residues are the shorter and less powerfully charged lysine. This would allow more freedom of motion for DNA in the eukaryotic cell nucleus, a place where enzymes are interacting with DNA continuously.